Good afternoon or good evening, as the case may be. It's July 18th, 2022. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Election Committee, and I'll call the roll. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Bert Cohen? So here, Violetta Diamond?
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Don't hear. Dee Dee Halleck. Don't hear. William Heerwagon.
Present.
Avelia Jones. Don't hear her. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Sean McPherson.
Here.
Myla Reeson.
I'm here. Thank you.
John Rhodes.
I'm here.
Minerva Sanders. Don't hear her. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Thank you. Is Aki Tanaka on the call? Okay, don't hear him. He was our secretary, but we'll have to deal with that. This is Michael Novick. I am the chair and present. We do have a quorum.
Did you call my name?
I'm sorry, Carol Wolfley. Sorry.
Second time.
Yes, thank you.
Locking me out.
I called up an email to you, and then I was reading up the CC list, but you're obviously not in the CC because it was through you. Carol Wolfley, sorry.
Here.
It's present. Thank you. Okay, so I did submit by email a draft agenda, and Carol subsequently submitted something else you'd like on the agenda. I'm going to read it for the stream, and it is also posted at kpfdx.org on the meeting announcement. So the draft agenda is the call to order and roll call, which you just did, approve of the draft agenda, a setting of a time certain for adjournment, approval of minutes, which Aki did send us minutes for the last meeting, volunteers to take minutes and for timekeepers, election of a secretary if there is a contest or a need for one. This will require an authorizing motion, which I have drafted. Review of the Zoom working group and discussion of cost-cutting and fundraising proposals. And the motions, if any, discussion of timeline and the proposal to hold a second Zoom brainstorming working group Wednesday, August 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, setting additional meetings and adjournments. So there are a number of motions that were attached to that, and Carol also has one. I'm not going to read those at the moment, but they would be taken up under the section with the review of the working group and discussion of cost-cutting and fundraising proposals on the timeline. Any motions? Is there a motion to approve that agenda?
Carol, for the staff.
This is Myla.
Am I understanding
ahead,
that
Carol.
You would put you're suggesting that we put my motion under item 7?
The version I'm looking at, those have numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, 7 after the secretary.
Yes, good. Thank you.
Yeah, there are a bunch of motions that are in the agenda, and then there's the one you circulated. And if people haven't seen it, they should check their email, because I think Carol sent it to the whole committee. So I think I heard a motion to approve the agenda. Was there any objection? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. So the next item on the agenda will be setting a time certain for adjournment. I have just about 4:15 Pacific, 7:15 Eastern. 2 hours seems sufficient to people, or
I think 9 Eastern would be plenty
information.
Of time.
Yes, what's your question, Myla?
Because I was unable to find, and I'm multitasking here, I was unable to find the written agenda. Did you ascribe times for every item? Because I really think that it's important to get to the motion that Carol is introducing, and that's the last one of the last items on the agenda. And so I want to prioritize time so that there's enough time for us to consider that motion.
It's actually one of the first business items. The rest of it is just approval of minutes, volunteer to take minutes, election of the secretary if we need it. So then immediately after that, there are a group of motions, including hers, that we'll be discussing.
Could we put mine first? Could we put that one first? Because of the urgency of it.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we do prioritize that one and put it first on the group of it, of motions.
On number 7.
Okay, I second that motion.
Let me bring it back up in my email.
Hello, William Fittestack.
Okay, go ahead, William, while I'm bringing that up, and then I'll read it.
I think the motions should be presented in the order that they were received or sent in. Thank you.
I'd like to call the question on the order.
So there's a motion to add a motion to the agenda and put it first among the motions being considered the agenda. And briefly, it's an election committee motion to notify the Pacifica membership that management say there are no funds available in the event that bylaws mandate elections can occur timely, ensure that LSB delegates that term out, seats are vacated, and implement plans to reduce the cost of elections, raise funds. So anyway, we're going to vote on whether to put that first on the agenda or I guess leave it where it would be after the other motions that are already on the agenda.
Well, I think that wasn't clear, Michael. I think what I was saying was that we would, in the bundle of motions, consider it first of the various motions.
Under item 7, it would be the first motion considered.
Right.
Okay, so we don't have a secretary. I'll call the roll on that motion. Teresa Allen?
There was a second.
I seconded Lily Kimura.
No, I said there is no secretary.
Enunciate.
Okay.
Okay, so all right. Are we doing the roll of roll again?
I'm calling the roll on the motion to move up on the agenda within the section of the agenda dealing with motions, the motion that was sent in by Carol Wolfley. I assume everybody has seen it. I summarized it briefly. So Teresa Allen on a motion to put it to first under the business items and within 7 on the agenda. How do you vote?
May I just ask one question first, Chair? When did you, I guess, is the easiest place to find the agenda as it now stands on KPFTX? Is that the best place?
I'll send it to you.
It is on KPFTX. That does not have numbers. I did send it out as an email, within the email, and as a PDF attachment with numbers, I think. And you can look for that in your email. Carol replied to that agenda listing, I think, or something.
The agenda starts with draft agenda 719.
Yeah, the original motion started with draft agenda. The original agenda that I sent out the email said draft agenda. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I am looking at the agenda now. Right. It does not have numbers on it. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay, thank you. Bert Cohen, I don't think is here unless he joined us late. Violetta Diamond, this is a vote on moving up Carol Wolfley's motion to be among the first items under the business section, number 7.
No.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs with us yet?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. I'll vote no.
Thank you. Dee Dee Halleck? William Heerwagon?
No.
Amelia Jones? Still don't hear her. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
John McPherson?
Yes.
Myla Reeson?
Yes.
John Rhodes?
No.
Minerva Sanders. Don't hear her. Lily Kimura.
Yes.
Chair votes no. Let's see, I have one.
Point of order. You did it again, Michael, please.
I'm sorry.
Do not exclude me every vote, every roll call.
Sorry. Keep looking at the CC list. I apologize profusely. Carol Wolfley.
Yes.
I'll just do you first next time, out of order.
Okay.
All right, I have one, two, three, four, five, six yes, and one, two, three, four, five, six no, I think. I heard Minerva, right?
Minerva is not here.
Oh, no. Okay. I think then that's five no. All right. So that carries. That's added to the agenda first within the business items, which if you have the email agenda, that's item seven. So the next item is a volunteer to serve as secretary because I've called the role, but it's very difficult to be the chair and the secretary at the same time. And it's kind of note. So since Aki is not on the call, I think we do have to get a volunteer, and then I think we have to decide on an election. Is there a volunteer to take minutes and someone to keep time? 2 minutes per speaker, and we'll try to set some times for the items. Anybody willing to take minutes for this meeting?
I will do it in the future. My apology, I'm on my way to vote. So I'm not in the best position to do it now, but I'll offer to do so in the future.
Okay. Is there someone available for this meeting? All right, I'll try to do my best as chair to keep track of what's been happening. So I do have a draft motion for an election if there's a contest. Given that Aki is not here and that he is basically no longer on the committee, I think we do have to pick a secretary. So normally that's done by a email ballot. And I'll send everybody a motion that we can pick.
Carol, for the stack. Carol, for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Well, I would suggest that we postpone because I didn't hear a lot of excitement about people being secretary, and if Aki does come back to the committee, which is possible, then he could be secretary in the future. So, and because he's done it in the past, it's a possibility.
Okay, well, I heard somebody offering, people have the option of writing him in if they want to.
I move to postpone until the next meeting, until after the director's elections.
Yeah. Point of order, Chair.
Yes, what's the point of order?
I believe I heard someone start to volunteer. I thought I heard that.
Yeah, I did too. I thought somebody was going to do it for the future. And not today,
Well, that was me for the future, but I thought I heard someone say, I'll do it tonight. But maybe I heard wrong.
No, nobody volunteered for tonight. I said I would try to do the best I could as the chair to keep track of what happens in this meeting.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yes, there is a motion on the floor to postpone the election of a secretary. I did send everyone an authorization motion for the election, but as what we're discussing at the moment is the motion to postpone the election.
Until after the director seat is filled for KPFA.
Okay, do you have any idea when that's going to happen?
I'm not on the PNB.
Right, neither am I. I think it might be best to just postpone until the next meeting. I assume that something will be done by then.
Maybe there's no objection.
Well, I'd like to keep it.
We're objecting to having open-ended, so I'm suggesting that the motion might be better to cast as the election of the secretary to the next meeting.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, so is there an objection to postponing the election of a secretary until the next meeting? So, hearing none, we will postpone that. So the next item on the agenda is what was numbered as 7, review of the Zoom working group and discussion of cost-cutting and fundraising proposals and associated motions. And the first motion under that is Carol Wolfrey, which we'll read in a minute. But would someone like to briefly discuss the Zoom working group meeting that we did have with the members of the public? I did set out, I think, some notes on that. We conducted one Zoom meeting with a fair amount of public participation, not all the members of the committee could be on it. I did send out the audio of that to everyone, but it's not posted to KPSDX because working groups are not posted there. But if anybody else wishes to see it, I can forward them the audio as well.
May I? Are you asking for our impressions of the meeting?
Yes, impression summary.
I would just like to give a feedback from my point of view. You know, my report was not perfect, but I did some research and I went to give the report, and I was interrupted by another person on the call, and that person was not called to order. So, if I'm asked to do research and to give a report, I expect to be given a little bit of consideration, rather than as if I'm just a person giving an opinion. As I was interrupted repeatedly and kind of called names for trying to give my report. Just a thought.
Carol, for the back.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I thought it was good that there were people there, and I had the one impression I got was that people did not seem to me to be aware of the seriousness of the financial situation of the network at this time. And because of that, there was a lot of opposition to proposals for cost cutting by doing electronic ballots or by not having paper ballots. So it seemed like it was kind of out of context for the proposals. I did feel discouraged because we were going with proposals to find ways to have an election. And I know that, you know, before there were proposals for having fundraisers and everything, and there's been opposition to that as well. So I did not feel encouraged. I also felt very concerned that, one of the PMB directors came to the meeting and kind of shifted the focus away from cost cutting and fundraising to the timeline. And it felt like it was a shift. And then when I raised some issues about my concerns, I was publicly named in a way that is not in alignment with Robert's Rules of Order. So I had hoped that we would have agreements for having respectful conversations. And I think it's really important not to have people calling each other out, because that is engaging in personalities in Robert's Rules of Order. So those were my comments. I, because of that, would be hesitant to attend another kind of that kind of meeting.
Okay, thank you. I thought that we did discuss fundraising first and talked about the financial situation at the at the beginning, so cost-cutting was second. I agree there was opposition to the idea of eliminating paper ballots, and I'm not sure that that can be done. I think people have to have that option. But we can discuss that further. There, you know, on this agenda, we do have some motions that came out of ideas that were expressed on there, including the one about the special programming to raise funds, so we can get to that. I thought it was helpful. It wasn't perfect, and a lot of passion around this network, and people sometimes express themselves poorly, and we can try to do better at making sure that people don't personalize it. So I will point out, let me just read a couple of the things that I thought there was interest in a special programming. I raised, again, the idea there of having an off-air membership campaign, which I, as I said on that call, I have discussed with the ED and gotten some positive support for, but I think it's got to be implemented. And then the cost cutting, we did discuss the question of whether to go to strictly electronic voting. And I think there was a lot of disagreement expressed to that. We also discussed the question of, cleaning up the membership lists.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I never said that we would not have paper ballots. I said that the ACLU, who I interviewed, gave people, they would give a paper ballot if you specifically used email to request it or called in to request it. And I didn't say how to be email. They said they could, and then I was kind of shut off, and people jumped on me suggesting that we not allow paper ballots at all. And that, so I'm not saying that we shouldn't have paper ballots, but we should have people call in if they want paper ballots.
Point of information, this is Lily Kimura. Since this is my first meeting, could speakers identify themselves so I know who's
yes,
talking?
Thanks, that would be helpful for all of us.
That's Teresa. In fact, maybe we should have Lily introduce herself because I really don't know what station she's representing.
I would be happy to, with the permission of the chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Lily Kimura, and I am on the board of KPFA, and I'm a self-employed family law attorney in Oakland, California. I'm trying to be semi-retired. And, I have very limited experience with radio, except being a longtime listener. And I was asked to be on the board of KPFA, and I was flattered, and I accepted. And I was asked if I could be on the elections be on this elections committee. And again, I was flattered, to be able to participate on a national level. So I'm here to learn and to try and be helpful as much as I can.
Thank you and welcome. I did send everyone an email. I think Carol did as well about the change. Aki Tanaka was elected to be a director, PNB director. And he had been serving as a delegate from KPFA to this committee, so he couldn't continue in that position because the director is chosen by the national board, not by the local board. So the local board elected Lily to replace him as a delegate. The KPFA local station board elected her as the delegate member of the delegate member of this committee.
Thank you.
Sure. So it would be helpful if people could, I don't know how to communicate besides. Maybe I should check people or something, but I did send the agenda. I did send that information. So if there's no further comments about the Zoom working group that we held, we'll start looking at the motions. Carol, do you want to read the motion for the stream?
Yes. Election Committee motion. The Pacifica National Election Committee moves that the Pacifica National Board work with Pacifica Management to notify the Pacifica membership that Pacifica Management has stated that there are no funds available for the bylaws mandated 2022 local station board elections. Second bullet, in the event that bylaws mandated 2022 delegate elections do not occur, ensure that as local station board delegates term out or resign in December of 2022, vacant delegate seats will not be extended for those terming out or be filled by those defeated in a past election, and that local station boards will be smaller for part or all of 2023 until elections are held, and further ensure that the smaller 2023 local station boards will elect PNB directors in January of 2023, and these new directors will be on the boards for part or all of the year 2023, depending on when new elections are held. Third point, implement plans to reduce the cost of elections, raise funds for an election, creating a mechanism for Pacifica members to donate specifically for elections, and develop a workable timeline for an election based on the availability of funding, and contract only with neutral persons to be involved in making election rulings.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized to second the motion?
Okay, sure. So the motion is made and seconded. Carol, did you want to motivate it, and then we'll have some discussion?
Yeah, I would like to motivate. I think one of the main issues is that the Pacifica membership is not really aware of the dire financial situation that we're in right now. And so it's important for them to understand the reason that we're not having an election is because of the financial situation, because there's been no formal notification. Second of all, the bylaws say that you cannot extend seats unless you have a membership vote on extending the seats. So that's like basic democracy, that people don't self-appoint and continue to extend their own positions. And the other provision is that people who have been elected, who have been defeated in a past election, are the only authorization in the bylaws to fill seats in that by putting in someone defeated in the last election is during the term for which that election was held. So there is no authorization to fill seats in that way. The only authorization to fill seats by extending is that if a station doesn't reach quorum, if they have an election and they don't reach quorum, then the seats can be extended by putting people who have been on the board. But that is when the listenership has already had, or the membership has had an opportunity to vote. So that is no longer relevant. And there is an argument that this has been done in the past, but as you know, Pacifica has had many problems in the past, not paying taxes on time for years, not following through with CPB things. And so inviting, you know, legal challenges from people who actually want to run, to me, it is very not in the best interest of the foundation. And, of course, it's obvious that we need non-neutral persons making election rulings and that we need to move forward with a legitimate election. Thanks.
Violetta, to the stack, please.
Yes, Violetta, go ahead.
Oh, okay, mine is more of a clarification because the working committee came out with the cost-cutting recommendation of about getting the membership list together, doing electronic, unless somebody requests a paper ballot, and it was some other stuff. So would this motion negate that? And secondly, we're dealing with this motion, will it be point by point, or are we to decide in total?
A motion can be divided. That's a general parliamentary procedure. Someone would have to move to divide, and if the body agrees, we can look at each point separately. But
I would like to move to divide because it's not an all or nothing, you know, thing.
Okay, is there a second for that? I'll second it if no one else will.
Second. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay. So that was Minerva moved to divide, and Vanessa, was it seconded? If people can identify themselves when they speak, it would be helpful.
May I be recognized? Teresa Allen from KPFT.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, hang on a second. So I just, I'm trying to keep track. Violetta moved to divide, and Vanessa seconded it. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so that's what we're looking at now is a motion to divide. Is there any objection to dividing this motion?
Yes.
This is Myla. I object.
Okay. I heard a couple of objections, so we'll discuss it and then we'll vote on it. Is there some discussion on the motion to divide? Violetta, do you want to relate the motion to divide?
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm asking the maker of the motion if they want to motivate the motion to divide.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll just, from my perspective, we keep going in circles because everybody wants it all or nothing. And because it was mentioned earlier in this conversation tonight, it's like people are not taking things serious. Me, myself, I am taking it serious, but it's these packages that cause the problem. And it seems like we keep going in circles. I don't know. Again, I'm asking, is this motion going to stop us from asking for the membership list to be right and to cut costs? Because it's
okay.
General in that last point. It goes back to being general after we came general to specific. So that's my concern. And that was why I wanted to split it up.
Zero for the
stack. Yeah, I have Teresa on the stack. I want to reply to the question that was raised. There are additional motions on the agenda regarding some of the points that you raised, Violetta. So I think Teresa was the next on the stack. This is still discussed.
Just to further clarify, if I might, Michael, I'd just like to say that this would not stop us from considering those other motions, and it would not negate those other motions.
All right, thank you. Teresa, go ahead.
I'm trying to address. I get is it Minerva that's speaking?
No, Violetta.
Minerva, Violetta. Okay, this is Teresa Allen from KPFT. There are four points to Carol's motion. I do not see that anything in her motion would suggest that we wouldn't maintain those membership lists. The membership lists need to be maintained no matter what, not only to raise more money because we need to have a firm understanding of who our members are, what their status is, and actually motivate them to renew before they lapse. But we need them for elections. So I don't see any of the 4 points that would suggest that. And I think that we should not split it up, that every one of these is important.
Okay. I'm going to call on myself to speak as a member of the committee. I'm in favor of dividing the motion. I think it's a very expensive and complicated motion. Some parts of it I think are unobjectionable and probably could pass with unanimous support. Others change aspects of how our governance system functions in an unprecedented way that requires a lot of discussion. So I think that by dividing it, we might find that we have unanimity on some parts, and we might find other parts that require amendment, and that's going to be time-consuming. I think that it also kind of improperly puts together several different aspects, and although you say other things can be done, it does preempt some of them, such as it moves ahead with the requirement to raise funds for an election, including creating a mechanism for donating specifically for elections, and I think that's an issue of contention. Given the financial picture of the stations and the foundation as a whole. So I think that by dividing it, we might, you know, be able to agree on some that would move it forward, and other things might, you know, require much more discussion. Thank you. So I'm going to ask if we can vote on the question of dividing the motion. I guess I have to call the roll again. So on the motion to divide, in order to take up each section, there are three sections as I see it separately.
Carol, for the stack, you know, I had asked to be on the stack before and wasn't called on.
All right. Go ahead, Carol.
I just want to say that I believe that this motion is actually offering a number of options. It's offering to notify people what's happening. It's offering what to do if there is no election by the end of 2022, and it's implementing a plan. It doesn't say how to raise funds. I mean, obviously, we're wanting to create a mechanism for people to donate for elections in some way. And that's just including.
Carol, I'm sorry. So, we're not discussing the motion at the moment. We're just discussing dividing the motion.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I believe that these things can all work together. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So you're opposed to, I take it, opposed to the motion.
I am opposed to dividing.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm going to call the roll on the motion to divide so we can move ahead. Carol Wolfley?
Opposed. No.
Teresa Allen? Teresa on the motion to divide. How do you vote?
Teresa Allen says no.
Thank you. Bert Cohn, I don't think is present. Violetta Diamond on the motion to divide.
Yes.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon-Grape on the motion to divide.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Dee Dee Halleck, are you present? Yes. Don't hear her. William Heerwagon on the motion to divide. I'm sorry?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Amelia Jones. We hear her. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis, both no.
McPherson.
No.
Tyler Eason.
No.
Rhodes.
John Rhodes votes yes.
Is Minerva Sanders on the call? Don't hear her. Lily Kimura.
No.
Chair votes yes. Let me see if I can count here. Sorry. I have uh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, and 1, 2
6 no. Alan, yeah, Wolfley, Lewis,
yeah.
Back, Reason, yeah,
okay, so the motion is divided. Peter will go on to discuss the motion itself. Is the speaker in favor of the motion?
I believe I've already motivated Carol for this.
Okay, that's good. Motivated. Yeah. All right. All right, is the speaker opposed? Thank you. I realize I'm the chair, but I will speak in opposition to the motion. I think it combines too many different aspects. I support the idea of having the membership be notified by the management there are currently no funds available for the mandated election and haven't been, and that's why it hasn't happened yet. It's clearly been delayed from the mandated dates, and I think the gravity, as people have said, of the financial situation needs to be made clear. I think that the second clause, however, is much more complicated. As it's stated, it says, ensure that as local station board delegates term out or resign in December of 2022, vacant delegate seats will not be extended for those terming out or be filled by those defeated in the past election. And that language is very unfortunate to me, because there might be people resigning. We just had a resignation this week from our local station board, and that was filled by a runner-up, the next runner-up in the last election. There might be people resigning in December of 2022 having nothing to do with this process. And under this motion, that seat would not be filled. I think that's very, very problematic. I think that, in addition, there is a lot of past practice, as was described by the maker of the motion, in cases where there is no quorum reached, and in previous times when, because of financial exigencies, the elections have had to be postponed, that seats on the local station board, which are different from the national board, have been extended. People have continued to serve. So the idea that the seats would be vacated and left vacant, I think, is problematic, especially the provision that the less than full contingent would vote on directors for the national board. I think that then, you know, calls into question those directors. Finally, I think implementing the plans to reduce the cost of elections is an open-ended phrase that has no meaning in this context. We do have some plans to reduce the cost, and they're being discussed later in this meeting at this point, although we agreed to discuss this first. I think had we discussed the other items first, this might make more sense. But as it is, the plan, there are no specific plans cited, and the only thing that is discussed on fundraising is the idea of creating a mechanism for Pacifica members to donate specifically for elections. I think that that's problematic, because as we've said repeatedly, it's very difficult to donate specifically for the elections when we have stations that can no longer even have a general manager or a program director. And so I think that a much more workable provision would be to ensure that the management and the National Finance Committee propose a balanced budget plan for the foundation as a whole that incorporates funding for the elections. But this is just kind of a blank check, open book with too many phrases in it that open the door without clarifying what's meant. So given that we can't divide it, I would have to vote no on the whole thing. Thank you.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
This is Myla Reason from KPFK, and I'd like to address a few things that you raised, Michael. For one thing, At KPFK specifically, people have been designating money specifically to place ads for the general manager, advertise for a general manager. There are a lot of instances where people donate money for a specific purpose, so this wouldn't, there's a precedent for that. I see, you know, we have money that hasn't even been authorized. Our board member, our director, Lawrence Reyes, in our last open session at KPFK said that over $100,000 had been used for legal funds and to fight the bylaws referendum that had been passed, the New Days referendum. So, you know, it's just a matter of prioritizing, and I don't think there's any problem with allowing people, if they so choose, to say that they want to donate for an election. In terms of the extension of terms, it's clear in the bylaws that if someone resigns or leaves the local station board, that the next runner-up takes the seat for the remainder of that term. And if people are terming out at the in December, then this motion by Carol, if I understand it correctly, precludes the extension of terms. The terms can only be extended by a vote according to our bylaws. We can't just say, as has been suggested on this committee, that because it's been done in the past, that it's okay to extend terms contrary to provisions in our bylaws. So, you know, it's just sort of absurd to me that if we broke the law in the past, that is reason enough to do it again. We have to follow the bylaws, follow California Corporation Code, and I fully support this motion.
John Rhodes for the STAC.
Go ahead, John.
I just want to speak to this issue about people terming out. I think there's some confusion setting in. To be clear, what the bylaws refer to, and I'll give a specific instance, at BAI, we have a staff member who got elected to a 3-year term. But because he's already served a number of terms prior to that, he will term out in December. He will have served his 6 consecutive years. But there's still 2 years remaining on his seat. So the next person, the next runner-up, will fill that seat and get 2 years. That's what is being talked about when they say the next person from the prior election filling a seat of the person who is termed out. I just wanted to provide that so that we're all talking the same language. Thank you.
Teresa Allen for the STAC.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would like to hear Carol Wolfley or Myla address the point that Sean just made about a person filling that term. I agree with the fact that since that person has just finished other terms, so after 6 years they would be termed out, so I believe they should be off as a delegate. But the question, so do Carol or Myla, do you feel that that person should be able to fill that term in December, the next person up?
Yes.
Carol, please identify yourself.
No, you go ahead, Myla. It's okay.
Oh, I was going to defer to you. This is Myla. It's pretty clear, you know, there's a provision in our bylaws that says that once someone has served for 6 consecutive years, that they have to take at least a year off. So that is separate and apart from the provision that if someone leaves the board and there's still time in the term that they're serving, that someone can fill that term. So if someone, it's a little complicated. I'd actually like to defer to Carol if you have an explanation. And whether it's covered in your
I think that it's covered in that it would be an extension. If somebody is elected for 6 years, if they've served 6 years and it's over, then it's over. And the bylaws are clear. It's over. It's 6 years. So there is no filling of that seat because that person didn't have an entitlement to a seat because it was over. What the bylaws are not wanting is to extend beyond the terms. So I understand the point that Michael was bringing up about if somebody resigns for a different reason earlier in December before the end of the seat. So I could drop out the words or resign in December and just have term out or finish their term. Maybe we should change the wording to ensure that as local station board delegates finish their term in December of 2022. Vacant seats will not be extended for those terming out or be filled. And so I think we should do it that way. I'd like to propose that we change that to finish their term.
Okay, so that's an amendment to your own motion. I have a point of information. It's, again, it's not clear to me. Some people are finishing their term and are not terming out.
Yeah.
So that's my question. You're applying to everybody who finishes their term, whether they're terming out or not, so all those seats would simply be left vacant?
Yes.
You would have half, essentially you would have half of an LSB then. There would only be 12 members on the LSB.
Yes. Yes. That's why I say smaller boards. So finish their term. Because otherwise people, like, let's say someone is elected for a three-year term. They're not elected for another term. So that's an extension of terms. And that is prohibited in the bylaws.
I thought the extension of terms only referred to directors.
No,
it's in the bylaws, and it says that in the bylaws that it requires a membership vote to extend terms.
That's correct. It's like Trump saying he wants another year.
And the problem, I mean, I know Michael.
I'm sorry, hang on a second. Please don't.
Sorry.
I don't want to be too rigid, but people are going back and forth about asking for
sorry.
Could you cite where in the bylaws you see this?
It's in the section that is about, just a second and I'll get it for you. It's in the section that talks about amending the bylaws. Article 17, Section 1 says that there has to be a membership vote to change the bylaws to allow term extensions for delegates or directors. extensions will also be in violation of California corporate code if terms are improperly extended for local station board delegates, because those improperly extended delegates could then be electing national board directors who had their delegate terms improperly extended. That would contaminate the Pacifica National Board election if you're putting people on extending improperly. So what this does...
Okay, thank you. William, go ahead.
Yeah, the supposedly reading Section 17, and which is very short, then went on to lots of opinion, and some of the listeners might think that that's actually in... Some document, was it bylaw, Section 17? It's not. That's lots of opinion added in. Thank you.
Article 17, Section 1.
Yeah, it's very short, very simple, very sweet. You added a whole bunch of stuff for whoever was talking.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you. Carol?
I would like to offer an amendment to change that one part that says term out or resign and substitute the words finish their term.
This is
okay.
Myla. Can I be recognized? I'd like to, if we need a second, I'd like to second the,
okay.
The change.
So, thank you. Is there any objection to making that amendment? That doesn't mean that it's adopted. It just means that that language be incorporated into what we then vote on.
Yeah, William objects.
Okay. All right, we'll have to vote then on the amendment before we vote on the motion. So the amendment is to strike. Let me see if I have the motion here before me. Instead of ensure that as local station board delegates term out or resign in December of 2022, you want different language? Can you give us the precise language? Because
instead of term out or resign, to finish their term.
Okay, so ensure that as local station board delegates finish their term in December of 2022. Instead of term out or resign in December of 2022, it would say ensure that as local station board delegates finish their term in December of 2022. Vacant seats will not be extended to those. Will not be extended. I think we're taking out terming out. Will not be extended.
Yes.
Or filled by those defeated in the past election. Okay. So we're going to vote on
information.
Sorry, who is that?
Point of information.
Yes, is that Vanessa?
I just wanted to ask why the suggested change. What's the purpose?
Sorry, you faded in and out. I couldn't understand you.
Sorry. I just wanted to ask why the change is being suggested.
Earlier in the discussion, I raised an objection to the fact that it says the delegates who resigned in December 2022 would not be replaced, because that would leave open the possibility of someone whose term was not over would resign and not be replaced. So I think to that objection that was made to the original motion.
Okay, thank you.
Again, this is the amendment. So we can adopt the amendment. That does not mean that the entire motion is adopted. We just change the language of what we're voting on when we vote on the entire motion. So let me call the roll on the amendment.
Has anyone objected to change?
Yeah. So I'm going to start with Carol just because I'm reading it off the CC list, and it was a message from Carol. So, Brad Wolfley, I'm amendment? I think you vote yes.
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Thank you. Bert Cohn, still not here. Violetta Diamond?
Yes.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Abstain.
Okay. Dee Dee Halleck, are you here? No. William Heerwagen?
I vote no.
Thank you. Amelia Jones, are you here? Okay, Michael Lewis on the amendment?
Yes.
Sean McPherson on the amendment?
Yes.
Myla on the amendment?
Yes.
Sean Rhodes?
No.
Minerva Sanders, are you here? Don't hear her. Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Chair votes no.
And what about Carol? Did you call Carol?
Yeah, I was first.
Yes, I called with Carol at the beginning so that I don't leave her off at the end because, as I explained, I'm looking at the CC list on the email from Carol. So, I have too many things open to try to type this down in a spreadsheet. I'm sorry. So I got one.
Chair. Before you count the votes, I'd like to change my vote to no.
Of course.
Is that Violetta?
Of course. That Vanessa, the other B.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying to no?
Yes.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 no. Okay, the amendment carries. Let's go back to the main motion as amended.